Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Cochrane Methodology Reviews bring together research designed to improve the quality of trials, reviews, and other evaluations of health and social care. Valerie Bruton from the MRC Clinical Trials Unit in London, England, describes a new review from December 2013, which tackles a key challenge for trials, keeping participants in the study after they have been randomised.
Missing data as a result of lost follow-up in a randomised trial can cause bias and reduce the power of the trial to detect the true difference between the interventions being compared. Trialists use many different strategies to try to reduce this loss to follow-up, but it's unclear if these are effective. So we conducted our Cochrane methodology review to identify retention strategies that improve follow-up in randomized trials. We looked for studies that had used randomization to evaluate strategies relevant to retention inside host randomized trials and found some promising results. For the review, we included information from 38 studies that evaluated six broad types of retention strategies. These include, for example, giving participants small incentives, using different ways to communicate, or changing the format of questionnaires sent to trial participants to collect data on their outcomes. There was clear evidence that adding a monetary incentive improved response to postal questionnaires and that an offer of a monetary incentive improved response to electronic questionnaires. Offering a higher value incentive of £20 was also better than offering £10. Some communication and methodological strategies also seemed effective, but the results for these are more limited as they are based only on single trials. This was a challenging systematic review to conduct because we found that so much of the data we needed was unpublished, and we imagined that there will be more unpublished trials on retention strategies out there. Added to this, even when a retention trial had been published, we found that the reporting was generally of poor quality, making data extraction difficult and lengthy. However, we were able to supplement this by contacting the original researchers, and we found that they were very willing to help and share their data with us. They were also eager to know the results of the review to inform their practice. One of the surprising things about our results was that relatively few retention studies evaluated ways to engage participants to return to trial sites for follow-up. Instead, most of the studies evaluated ways to improve responses to questionnaires. Therefore, we'd encourage trialists to evaluate more ways to engage participants to return to sites for follow-up in nested trials and to make sure that they clearly report and publish the results of these randomized evaluations. Finally, in interpreting our results, it's important for trialists to consider other factors that may influence retention in randomized trials, such as the trial setting, the population group, the health area, and the follow-up procedures to be used.
Researchers and others wanting to know more from this review can find it at thecochranelibrary.com, where it's been made open access to all by the authors.